Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. For many, it was a holiday yesterday. We are joined now by Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, who works every day, no matter what. Right, Mike?
Not quite.
Okay. Well, almost every day. In any case, it was a town hall meeting in the Capital Region. This is Congressman Paul Tonko, a Democrat. He held one at Schenectady County Community College. It looked like there was a pretty fair turnout and lots of questions, some cheering, and some folks who had wanted more.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of interest in these town hall meetings being held by members of Congress across the country. They've been getting big crowds at particularly at Republican members of Congress holding meetings. And for that reason, some Congress members have been avoiding them. But Tonko, who's a Democrat from Amsterdam, had a big crowd show up at Schenectady County Community College Monday, took a lot of questions about things like how the Trump administration is going to handle environmental policies and the manufacturing workforce and then the efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. You know, he answered a lot of questions that most people were cheering him, and there was a lot of support. Hundreds of people were there. A few, you know, raised some questions and did take him on, but it was a much more congenial event than what we've seen across the country, where large groups have come out to challenge Republican members of Congress. And, you know, it just puts pressure on the other two members of Congress from the Capital Regions. That's John Fazio from Kinderhook and Elise Stefanik, who covers the North Country. They're both Republicans, and they have avoided these sessions so far, and people want them to have these forums. They had them in the past, but suddenly they're not. And what went on yesterday in Schenectady was fairly similar to a pep rally, where a lot of people were supporting Tonko. But now the pressure's on the others to have these kinds of meetings.
Money pressures on caregivers. A new report I see shows negative impact on the rising minimum wage that is having on hiring and retaining caregivers for those with serious physical and mental disabilities.
Yeah, this has to do with people, specifically with people who do in-home care. You know, they're hired to help families where there's somebody in the household with a disability. And this report by the Consumer Directed Personal Assistance Association of New York State now is providing backing for what families well know, and that it's very difficult to find people and retain people who can provide these services. There's an enormous amount of turnover. Believe it or not, about half say that they have to go out at least once or twice a year to find new employees, and others are saying it's even worse. It might be three or more times a year that they have to go hire somebody new because the person they have has quit. And a big part of it is that as wages begin to raise for particularly for fast food workers, which are on a more accelerated track to have wage increases. So fast food workers are in an accelerated track to receive increases in their wages. They're now being guaranteed wages that are higher than these in-home workers. And in upstate counties, that's creating a gap. And in New York City, that's creating a very big gap. So people are leaving these in-home care jobs to go work at fast food restaurants. So this organization is urging that the state provide additional assistance. Most of this money that pays these in-home workers comes from Medicaid, and the state would have to provide more funding so that they can be competitive to the workers in fast food franchises.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, you can go to timesunion.com.